I'd like to sum up briefly where we've been. Then I'd like to just take one drive tonight, the approval drive, and from the Word of God and some other things, just share it with you. We've said that life is made up of a bunch of drives. Hunger drive, sex drive, those are physical drives. Success drive, revenge drive, approval drive, creativity drive, on and on. And you've been here, I haven't got time to really go over them tonight. You just think about all the urges you've got in you. And every one of the drives are legitimate because God put them there. And God not only gave us drives, He gave us ways to satisfy them. And temptation is the enticement to satisfy a God-given desire in a God-forbidden way. To satisfy a legitimate desire in an illegitimate way. That's what temptation is. But temptation also is the opportunity to choose God's way and thereby reach fulfillment. And the verse we used last night, I would like to begin again with tonight, verse 12. Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial, tempting temptation, all the same word. For once he has been approved, he's passed the test, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Now I'd like to begin tonight with three signs that you've got the crown of life, or one or some of the crowns of life. That word blessed, that first word there, is a Greek word, makarios, which means there's a blessedness that one does not need anything else from the outside to make him happy, to make him content. When a man is wearing the crown of life, he is content. He does not need anything from without to make him content. And you'll know if you have a crown of life on in a given area because you have contentment. Contentment. That means you're not looking for anything else. You'll be content. Are you content? Most people I know are looking for lots more. There's another sign that you're wearing the crown of life. You have assurance. You reckon a king worries? Why, everything is at his disposal. See, someone with a crown on is a king. Doesn't have to worry. Everything is at his disposal. He has a blessed assurance. And then the third sign that you're wearing the crown of life is this, is that you have authority. People say, nobody listens to me. I'll tell you why, because you're not a king. You're a Sunday school teacher and say, my people don't listen to me. I'll tell you why, because they don't see the crown of life on you. You ever notice any winner can speak with authority? Anytime somebody's been crowned in the Olympics, he becomes an authority. Anytime the Lord crowns somebody, he becomes an authority. Somebody says, my children don't listen to me in the home. I'll tell you why, because they don't recognize any authority in you. When you've got the authority God gives you, you don't need any man to give you authority. People will recognize that you have a crown on. They listen to what you have to say. And you don't have to flaunt a degree. You don't have to flaunt a man-made position. You don't have to flaunt anything. They'll just know you've got it because you have it. It'll be evident to them, and they'll listen to what you have to say. When you have a crown on, people see it. My wife never listens to me, a man says, because you don't have the crown of life on. My children don't listen to me. You don't have the crown of life on. Well, it's there waiting for you. Blessed is the man who perseveres. He stays on to testing. He doesn't run, take the easy way out. Once he's been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. I'd like to try to sum all of this up tonight with one of the strongest drives that God has given us. It's the drive for approval. The drive for approval. I would like you to look at the notes you've got tonight. I want you to take this home, and I will be giving some other stuff, but I'd like you to look at the notes tonight, and I want to start off. I think definitions are very important. My dictionary is becoming perhaps almost the second most important book to the Bible. to find out what it says. Look at the words here, glory, honor, praise, approve, accept. Glory is the extension of praise and honor and distinction. You see, we don't use the word glory today very much, and that's why I felt like it was important to put it out here. Honor. To treat, regard with respect because of worth. To praise, to express a favorable judgment of, to express with approval, to approve, to have or express a favorable opinion, to accept as satisfactory, to accept, to give approval to. Now, the first thing I want you to see tonight is this, is that God is this way. God wants approval. That's right. God wants approval. All the way through the Bible, it's talking about man giving approval to God. Let's look at it for just a few minutes tonight, at some of the scriptures down here. I want you to see that God made you with the approval drive. And I want you to see that God has it, because it says God made us like himself. Well, if God's got something and he made us like himself, we ought to have it too. Now let's look at some of the scriptures that show this. These things Jesus spoke, and lifting up his eyes to heaven, he said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee. Now, you can go back up and look up top if you have any idea what to glorify mean. We gave you the definitions up there. He says, I have glorified thee on earth, having accomplished the work which thou hast given me to do. Now glorify thou me together with thyself. Father, with the glory which I had, ever had with thee before the world was. Now go to the Revelation. The Revelation, in heaven, we're going to be giving approval to God. The 24 elders will fall down before him who sits on the throne, and will worship him who lives forever and ever, and will cast down their crowns before the throne, saying, Worthy art thou, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power. What are they doing? They're giving approval to God. For thou didst create all things, and because of thy will they were existed and were created. And every created thing which is in the heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them, I heard saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lord be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever. And the four living creatures kept saying, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshipped. Now what I'm saying here tonight is this. God likes approval. In the language of the church, we call this praise. God likes to be praised. Praising God is giving approval to God. We're saying, we like you are, and this is what we like about you. Now, praise is strange to Baptists. I do believe that the charismatic movement has reintroduced an element of praise into Christianity. Amen. At least outward praise, you know, praise really is determined by the condition, but they are a happy people. They do look like they're enjoying what they're doing. And that's more than I can say for the average Baptist church. They look like they're enduring what they're doing. When you have to endure your religion rather than enjoy it, and your religion ought to be your God, when you have to endure worship rather than enjoy it, something's wrong. Let me ask you something. When last did you praise God? I mean, most of the songs we sing are not praise songs. They're testimony songs. They're encouragement songs. For instance, the song, Let's Just Praise the Lord, is not a praise song. It's an encouragement song. I'm telling you, let's just praise the Lord. I keep telling my minister of music, heaven's names, why let's keep telling each other to do it. Let's just do it. So I have them change the word. We just praise you, Lord.
Amen.
We lift our hearts to heaven and praise you, Lord. We lift our voices to heaven and praise you, Lord. We lift our hands to heaven and praise you, Lord. Now, I'll tell you something. God gets excited when you start to praise. And let me say this, that praise is probably one of the greatest demonstrations of faith that there is. Praise means you believe God is God. God's going to do what He's going, He says He's going to do, and He's the kind of God that He says He is. And if we really believe that, it's something to get excited about. We ought to be praising.
Amen.
You all believe God likes praise?
Amen.
Well, I'm glad a few people do. He likes it. Whether you understand that or not, makes Him happy. And because it makes Him happy, we're going to do it right now. That's right. We're going to approve of God. Now, praise is more than just singing. You can't sing. Let's pray. Lord, we just praise you. I wonder if I left the oven on at home. Let me ask you. Have you ever been kissed by a person, your husband or wife, and you knew when they were kissing you, they were thinking about something else? Come on, have you? You didn't appreciate that. And I want you to know something. When we are kissing God with praise and thinking about something else, He knows it and He doesn't appreciate it.
Amen.
Now I want you to put everything out of your mind. And I want you to think of God. Whatever your knowledge of Him is, it might be very, very limited. But He's God. He's over every single solitary. He made everything. And He's in charge of everything. And He took all of His power and He gave it to the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I want you to be Lord. And I don't know how you visualize things. Let's close our eyes for just a minute. I want you to visualize Him tonight just as you know Him. If you can't visualize Him as anything else, He's God. If you don't even know that He's a good God, you still know that He's God, and that's all the more reason why you ought to worship Him. He's God. You ought to just worship Him as God. Some of you know Him as a holy God. Worship Him as a holy God. Some of you know Him as a God of love. Now, it's making love to God. That's what praise is. Making love to a person is accepting that person and approving that person for what they are. Now, Ron's going to come and lead us in a time together when you just keep your eyes closed. I don't want you looking around. I don't want you thinking about anybody else at this time. Ron's going to lead us in a time when we're going to just approve of God together. And you remember this. If you are approving God with your mouth while your heart is somewhere else, He knows it and He doesn't appreciate it any more than you do. For someone kissing you while their mind is 5 miles off down the road and somebody else or something else. I want you to remember that. Now, Ron's just going to lead us in a little time when we're going to prove of the Lord together tonight. This pleases Him, and I can't think of a better way to start a time, a message on approving God than approving God.
Lord, we love you. No one more? Okay.
You ought to practice some of this in your personal devotion. If you don't know what to say, read a psalm. That's right. Psalms are the hymn book of the Old Testament, and some of them are just beautiful times of praise. You get so excited sometimes making love to God. And I'll tell you something. If we meant what we just sung, it made him happy, and that's what we're here for anyway. God likes to be approved. Look at the next thing. Jesus Christ our Lord, who became man, the most normal man. Jesus was not an abnormal man. He was just a man. We are subnormal, so we think he's abnormal. He liked praise. Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. If I approve myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God." And when he received, where did Jesus get his approval drive satisfied from? From the Father. When he received honor and glory from God the Father, such an utterance as this was made to him by the majestic glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Jesus' approval drive was satisfied by the Father. Now, God has an approval drive, Jesus had an approval drive, and we have one. Oh, there's just so many scriptures about this. Let me read just a few. "God will render to every man according to his deed. To those who by perseverance in doing good seek for..." What are we seeking for? Glory. That's approval. Honor. That's approval. I'm seeking for glory and honor. I'm seeking for approval and immortality and eternal life. "That the proof of your faith, being more precious than of gold which perishes, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ." It is perfectly normal to want approval. God made you with an approval drive. And I want to tell you something. You're going to get it satisfied one way or another. Now, what has happened to our drive? Let me illustrate with the approval drive. Man has sinned and come short of the glory of God. God can no longer approve of us because of our sin. Now, let's see what's happened to the approval drive in man. Let me just read to you this sentence. It would be normal and natural for a created being to seek primary approval from one's creator. However, our separation from God has so affected us that this is no longer true. We now find it more important to seek the honor of our contemporaries than our creator, the glory of our group rather than our God, the approval of our friends rather than our Heavenly Father, and the praise of our society rather than our Savior. That's what sin has done to us. It's turned us around. Now here's some scriptures, if you doubt that this is true. Jesus said, "For they love the approval of men rather than the approval of God." You want to know why you can't have faith? Look at the next scripture, John 5:44. How can you believe when you receive glory from one another, that's approval, and do not seek the glory that is from the one and only true God? Now, if I'm going to get my approval drive satisfied by God, I must do the things that God wants. If I'm going to get my approval drive satisfied by the boys at the office or the boys at school or the girls in the neighborhood, I must do the things that please them so that they will give me approval and satisfy my approval drive. So you see, we seek approval from those that we deem most important. And some of you are in for a shock. Because God is not most important to you because you don't seek your approval drive, satisfaction in God first, you seek it in other people. Why? Because other people are more important to you than God is. You're only fooling yourself. You're only fooling yourself if the approval of your neighbor is more important than the approval of God to call God your God.
Amen.
Let me ask you this question. Whose approval do you seek more than anybody else in the world? Who do you want to like you more than anybody else in the world? Be honest with yourself. I'm not asking you to be honest with me. Just be honest with yourself. Right now, and everybody knows the right answer. The right answer is God. But that's quite obviously not true about the majority. Just be honest. Don't about your husband, or your wife, or your children, or your parents. You, whose approval do you covet more than anybody else in the world? Now let me show you a little diagram here that might be helpful to you. Those sitting off here on the side, I'll try to keep you in a running update on it. Now, we are very much like a tree. When a little seed is planted, it starts to send down roots. The roots are the reason for the fruits. No root, no fruit. The roots, you know what our fruits are? They're our responses to life. Now, the main drive, the approval drive, is looking for what? Approval. Now, where is the approval drive going to find approval? The most natural place. Listen to me carefully. And those of you that have been to the Bill Gossett Institute know that a loose woman became a loose woman, listen, because her approval drive was not satisfied where it should have been in her early days with her parents.
Amen.
And Bill Gossett has the most beautiful sequence in this. So what did she do? She let her approval drive go over somewhere else to get satisfied. And she found approval by giving her body. And she so badly wanted approval that she was willing to give her body to get approval. And she got it. And her approval drive was met, not in the right way, but in the wrong way. But at least it didn't starve to death.
Amen. You listening?
Yes.
Now listen. The most normal, every mother and father, listen to me in here tonight. God just showed me this in the last week in a very clear form. The taproot of the soul is the approval drive, I believe. I could be wrong about this. And the approval drive of a child seeks to find sustenance in a parent's life. That's the first. Every parent has a 5-year jump on anybody else to satisfy the approval drive of their child. Every child born would seek approval from their parents from the very beginning. Now, some parents don't give their children approval, and their approval drive is like hitting a rock. And what happens when a root hits a rock? The root glances off and goes to look someplace else where it can get satisfaction, right?
Amen.
And I'll tell you something. The approval drive is so strong in people that it will go anywhere and do anything to get satisfaction, no matter what. And so here is a boy. His daddy doesn't have time for him. His daddy is too busy. Maybe even in church work. And the boy's approval drive wants to find satisfaction in his dad. He's not old enough to know God yet. But his daddy is too busy. So you know what he does? He goes and seeks any place where he can find approval. And usually he's more accepted by people who don't care out here, say a bunch of boys who are smoking pot. Now let me show you what happens. He gets in with a group of boys and they say, "We like you. We like you. We want you. We approve of you." He doesn't get fussed at about his hair. He doesn't get constantly fussed at and constantly rejected. He gets received. His approval drive is beginning to be met. So what happens? These boys satisfy a basic need in him, and then they start smoking pot. And he says, "Hey, if I do like they do, they'll approve of me more." So he starts doing like they're doing, and they approve of him more. And he keeps doing like they're doing. It's still, and I'm glad it is, because we've all failed.
Yes.
We failed.
Amen.
Listen, that little baby needs approval. He needs to be loved. He needs to be wanted. And you can't do it. Listen, loving your child is not telling him to get out in front of the television set and keep quiet so you can listen to the 6:30 news.
Amen. Amen.
You'd do yourself a favor if you went home and took a hammer and threw it through the front of that thing.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I wonder if all people saying amen tonight, I'm going to go home and do it. Mine isn't working. It really isn't. I haven't watched an hour TV since January. And I've been in motels where I could. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying I've just lost interest in it. And you know, there's a remarkable thing that happened at our house. I thought all hell was going to break loose with my two young kids about it. The first week it did. They don't even ask about it anymore. You know why? You know why I had to preach this morning? I'm going home tomorrow. I've got an important preaching engagement with two people. One's 5 years old, another's 13. They're going to meet me at the airport, and I'm going to take them out for a night in a motel. God's been speaking to my heart about satisfying the approval drive of my kids. I want them to see that they're important enough for me to come home from a meeting with my best friends and spend time with them and take them out and do something. And I'm so scared that I'm not even going to go home. I'm having somebody bring my car over, because I know what I do. I run down to the church and find 50 things to do. I'm afraid of myself. Listen to me. The taproot, the approval drive of everybody's soul is going to find satisfaction someplace. Now let me show you something. Suppose this is mom and dad, and they are filled up with the grace of God. What's he? If a root goes into the grace of God, what's going to pick up the grace of God? You see, when a daddy is filled with lust, that's what Bill Gothard says. The little girl sees that her daddy likes girls dressed in certain ways. She sees how he leans forward when certain people come on television. And she says, hey, my daddy approves of that sort of thing. And she starts dressing like that. But of course, her daddy doesn't pay any attention to her. But the boys do. And she finds out that she can get approval from the boys. Of course, it's superficial approval, but you'll have to admit that even superficial food's better than no food at all. I'd rather eat the wrong food and die than eat no food and die. There are very few people, very few children who've got the guts to say, no wrong food, I'll just die without any approval. They can't help themselves. That approval drive is going to find its approval somewhere in somebody. That's why so many men like to go to the bars. They get more approval from the barmaid and their buddies than they do their wife when they come home. She's fussing all the time about something. Let me ask you, ladies, have you ever wondered why your husband spends all Saturday playing golf or all Saturday playing fishing or all Saturday doing something? I'll tell you why. You can tell yourself anything you want to. I'll tell you why. Because he gets more approval out there in the golf course than he gets at home. Why do you think he wants to go someplace every night? He's getting his approval drive met. It might be some sleazy barmaid, but I'll tell you something, that's better than nothing. She might just say, hi, honey. Do you know why so many men run off with their secretaries? Because their secretaries give them more approval than their wives do. They go down to the office, says, you sure look nice today, Mr. Jones. It's so good to have you here. He's never heard even that from his wife. Listen, I'm telling you the truth. You listen to me. The approval drive in a human being is so powerful. It's going to be met somewhere, somehow, by somebody. The ideal is this. Here's a little baby born. His approval drive goes down into mama and daddy, and they approve of him. Those roots just spawn out, and they're full of the grace of God. And he says, boy, what? They got's good. I got to get to the river. It's not good enough secondhand. And running down here on the mama and daddy is the river of the grace of God. And those roots just put down here till they get it right down in here for themselves. Then their satisfaction is firsthand. But see, till a child gets old enough, the best satisfaction they can hope for is secondhand satisfaction. Action. What you full of, mama and daddy?
Amen.
Some of you women more concerned about how your living room looks than how your relationship with your children is. You know why you like your living room to look nice? Because you're more concerned about the approval of your neighbors than you are of your kids. I don't know about up here. But I'll tell you something, in Florida, the least used room in every Florida home is the living room, and it's the most expensive room to furnish. You know why? Because we're impressing people with the living room. Not living in it. It's the biggest lie I ever heard in Florida. They're not living rooms, they're show-off rooms. We live in the den. I was telling them in my church, when I go to home, they take me to the living room. They're saying, hey, we don't want you around for long. They're treating me formally. When they treat me to take me to the den, I know they're beginning to take me like one of the family. You should see all the dens I'm getting into. Approval. 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 We are hungry for it. Why? Because God made us this way. It's not abnormal. It's perfectly, naturally normal. to want approval. Where are your children getting their approval? From the gang of boys at school that put their arms around them and welcoming them in just like they are? You see, some kids never find approval at home. Well, I'm glad you made 90 in this test. I hope next time you can make 100. That's not approval! They're going to go someplace where somebody likes them for what they are right then and there. Your kids like to be home, or they're always someplace else. I know what you blame it. It's just the way of kids. Let me tell you something. The greatest compliment that kids can pay to your home is that they bring their friends home. And if your kids don't bring their friends home, look out. Some of you are going to get angry. I don't care.
Amen.
I'd rather have you angry now and straightened out later.
Amen.
A lot of them don't bring their friends home because you don't approve of their friends. And they want approval. Folks, I'm getting down to where we live now. You don't know how important this is. That approval drive in people is going to be fed somewhere. But let me say this to you. It'll never, never find full satisfaction till it finds it in the grace of God. Till God's approval becomes more important than anybody else's approval to me. Listen, the approval drive will be satisfied temporarily. You see, sin always satisfies temporarily. When a guy goes out and has an affair with another woman, it satisfies him temporarily. But permanent, lasting, blessed satisfaction only comes when all of our roots end up in the grace of God. And let me just give you this thought that will cover everything. If an area of your life, the fruit looks bad, your roots are not in the grace of God. And you say, God, my roots are not in your grace in this area. And let your roots grow down into the grace of God. Listen, there's a river running in the life of every Christian, the grace of God. And if your roots will find its way into the grace of God, it will receive the sustenance. So every response in life will be God-pleasing, God-honoring, and make you happy and fruitful in your life. I believe that. If I didn't believe that, I'd quit tomorrow. That there is not one single area in my life that has to be fruitless or bad fruit. That if I can get my roots into the river of the grace of God and draw sustenance up from Him, I'll be all I ought to be in every area. But I'm just dealing with one area tonight. Where does your approval come from? Jesus' approval came from, he'd look up there. So how you doing? Well done, son. Well done. That give him the motivation to go on. Where does your motivation come from? Come from the world? You know they're fickle.
Yeah.
You ever been to a ballpark and see a guy cheered one inning and booed the next? I heard about a piano player. I don't know where I heard the story. I don't know whether it's true, whether it's just a story, but it illustrates the point. And he was under a great teacher. And time came for his first big concert. And the place was crowded, and up on the front row of the balcony, his teacher sat. And he got through playing his first group of songs, whatever they call it. And the audience just went wild. They just waved. And he looked up in the balcony and his teacher was sitting like this. So when he came out for the second group of numbers, he just played harder and harder and harder. He just put everything he had into it. And when he got through, the audience went wilder than ever. And he looked up in the balcony, and the teacher was still sitting like this. And when he came out for the third group of numbers, there was something inside of him that says, I'm going to do it better this time than I've ever done it. And he put body, soul, and spirit 100% into it, went through, and the audience went wild again. And he looked up in the balcony, and his teacher smiled. What was he looking for? Not the approval of the crowd, but the approval of the master teacher. And I want you to know something. You better keep your eyes in the balcony, folks. When he smiles, you have it made. Whatever you do that makes him happy, you've got it made. And I'll tell you something. The approval, satisfaction that comes from approving him will last forever. Any other is only temporary, and the fruit will wither and die and fall away. Where's your approval roots right now? Tell me. Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? Where are you getting your approval from? The boys at the office? The boys or girls at the school? The guys at the country club? The neighbors? Where are you getting your approval? I know some women, nothing satisfies them all to get their picture in the paper. On some social drive. That's the standard of excellence. To have some stupid newspaper who looks around for something to print their picture in there. If you knew how most of them got news, you'd realize it wasn't a compliment. But see, that's your standard. That's your little cesspool out of which you get your approval. Some preachers like to get written up in the state paper. I'm not against state papers, and I'm not against somebody written up. But that is their satisfaction for their approval drive. To be written up. I say this in love. Jack and I were talking about a preacher we both know. He was written up. And his church, in the last 12 months, in the biggest newspaper, in one of the biggest cities in the South, booming church. And I'm not saying he was looking for this. I don't know his motives, but I'm just telling you how fickle it is. He's being written up right now. They're about to close the church down, the government. I'm not judging this man's motives. I don't know what his motives are. I'm just showing you how quickly it can turn. I'm not saying he was even wrong. I don't know anything about the case. I just know it's happening. Somebody brought it into my office and said, look what that church is doing. As if, why ain't we doing it too? And I thought, boy, we really are sort of chinchy compared with them. See, when you start finding comparisons like that, you're headed for trouble. A lot of you preachers that are visiting here from little churches, don't you worry. Let me say, God doesn't judge churches like denominational papers judge churches. I don't know about... Listen, man, there's hope. You know, I'm 45. You know, I don't know about the rest of you. I don't know whether I'm going to die young or what, but I can see the end of the road.
Yes, I can.
And I know this. The only thing that's going to last is what pleased him.
Amen.
And I want to tell you something. It's terrific. To find your approval in him, it really satisfies.
Glory to God.
Three things, and I'm through. One, just want to sum it all up. You can read the rest of this. It tells you how. I just wrote some scriptures in here. Here are some ways to get God's approval. It tells you in the Bible. Read it. and you read the rest of it on the back. Now, let me say three things in closing. And I really want to close out this with this. One, did you know God needs you? Did you know that you're important? Do you know what the Bible calls me? Christ's inheritance. This is what I'm going to get out of all he's done. I mean, what he's going to get out of what all he's done. I am his inheritance. What in the world did God and Christ our Lord do all they've done for? What are they looking for? I'm what they're going to get. They need me. And I want you to know this. I don't quite understand all of this, but I know this, that God needs our praise. He needs our approval. That's what we call praise. When I praise him, I approve of him. I say, I like you. I'm on your side.
Glory.
I'm proud of you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Secondly, the only permanent satisfaction you'll ever have for your approval drive, it's when he smiles from the balcony. I wish I had time to tell you tonight how you know when he's smiling. One of the ways that you know that he's smiling is that you're content. You know, he says, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. And if he gives you everything you want, you can't get any better than that. He's smiling. There are all kinds of ways that he shows his approval. When your approval drive is met by him, when you can lay down at night and say, I've pleased him today, I'll tell you something, you'll be full and full of fruit. And then I want to say this. Brother Ron's going to say in a little while, we are God's channel for giving money. He said the other day, God never prints up money and puts it in the offering plate. He always does it through people. I want you to know that you're not only God's channel for money, you're God's channel for approval to other people. Never forget this, that God channels his approval through people. He channeled his approval. My wife said to me this morning, reading her devotions, hey, God channeled his approval to the Philippians through Paul. God said, if God was writing through Paul, God said to the Philippians through Paul, I like you all. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Did you ever notice, I'll tell you something, when Paul started out the nice way he did his letters, he wasn't just trying to pull a psychological salesmanship maneuver. He was becoming a channel for God's approval to people. You know, people are suspicious. Every time I call up a church member, they say, what do you want? And when I tell them nothing, I just called you up to tell you that I loved you or I was concerned about you, they faint. And about 5 minutes later, they continue the cough. Why? Because people are used to being manipulated. We are all suspicious of each other. Why? Because every time somebody comes to us, they want something. When has been the last time somebody came to you and just said, I love you. I really thank God for you and what you're doing. If I told you two of the greatest tools that you could ever have for the glory of God, would you use them? If you would, shake your head.
Amen.
If you had two tools that you could use by which God could channel his approval to other people. Let me say three. I want to give you three of the best tools I know for channeling approval, that God can channel his approval through me to you and through you to other people. Now get ready. These are sophisticated tools. I got good news for you. Not a one of you has to buy one of them. Everyone in here has got them. But you see, we overlook the simple. The first tool is a telephone. When last did you pick up the telephone and make a 60-second call and thank somebody for being what they were through God to you? A few weeks ago, I challenged my people to write letters and just become God's channel of approval to people for blessings that had come to them. A few people took it up. You would never believe the response they got from the people they wrote to. They became God's channel for approval to other people. And those people, one man called one of my men up and said, "Thank you, thank you, thank you. I needed that." An old sick saint of God got one of the letters and he wrote back. He said, "It came just at the right time." Got it. You're paying for it. Won't cost you a penny more. And just 2 or 3 minutes a day. Listen. I suppose there are 1,000 people in here tonight. 1,000 one-minute phone calls every day in a year would be 365,000 channels. Just saying thank you. Being God's vessels for approval. Number two, a letter, a postcard, a note. When last did you just write a note? Do you know something? The Bible ought to prove to us that one of the most powerful forms of communication ever, ever devised was a letter. When last did you channel God's approval through you to someone else by a letter? Paul did it all the time. Said to Philippians, "You guys are the greatest bunch of people I ever remember. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you." So I want to make it practical. When last, this is not the third one, did you just tell your kids, "I love you"? When did you just become God's channel of approval to them? You don't have to approve of everything a person does in order to become God's channel of approval to them. Now the third thing is your dining room table. Listen, the last sanctuary in the world. Most of us invite people in when they knock on the door because it's good manners. But I'll tell you something. The only people we invite to the dining room table are those that we really want. And the very act of inviting somebody to eat with you says to them, "I approve of you." And our society is filled with lonely, left out people that one meal would lift them to life. I want to become a reservoir of God's grace so that God through me can channel His approval to others. And the approval roots of others can come to me and find in me satisfaction. And if I'm filled with the grace of God, that's all they can pick up from me.
Amen.
You've got one. Everybody's got one. God's got one. Christ had one. Approval drive. It's being satisfied somewhere. Where? Yours. Where? There's some things in here to tell you how to get His approval. What He likes. We did one of them tonight. Praise. But you make sure not only that you get His approval, but you become a channel for His approval to other people.